This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
How would you like to know what it takes to be a more vibrant, more radiant, more beautiful you? Well, if that's something you're thinking about, this does feel like an advert. If that's how you're feeling, what you're thinking about this morning, you're at the right place. It's time to hang out with Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. She's been in practice since 2005, and she's excited to tell you all you need to know to be the best version of you. It feels exactly like the start of an ad. Good morning, Wendy.
Morning, Brad. It certainly does sound like an ad.
You know, we want to live the best life. We want to do the best for our bodies, although some of the things we choose to eat and drink, you wouldn't think that we do want the best for our bodies. We don't put the good stuff in. Somehow we expect the good stuff out. Help us this morning to be able to get that right so that we can put the good stuff in and get some good stuff out.
Yes, well, it's very true. You know, the thing is, if we are nourishing our bodies with the right types of food, it's going to show on our skin. It's going to show in our hair. Our eyes are going to sparkle. Everything is going to look more, our joints are going to move more easily. So life is going to be a little bit more pleasant. But if we're putting in, piling in the junk, you're also going to see that in the skin.
Mm.
So that's what we're going to talk about this morning. And we want to talk about clean eating, which obviously comprises a diet that is made up with foods that are as close to their natural state as possible and that are free of preservatives and they don't have additives and colorants and those kind of things in them.
So eating clean sounds like something you would hear, you know, someone who works hard in the gym or follows a very strict thing regime would say. But this is for everybody. Even if your idea of exercise is just taking a nice long walk, you know, and taking the stairs instead of the lift, we're aware that we need to move more, so we're making an effort. But it can't just be about the movement. You can't out-exercise a poor diet, right, Wendy?
No, you can't. So it's around all-round wellness. And we have to address the diet, you know, at least 90 to 95% of the time. We should be eating foods that we can actually recognize and that are not filled with preservatives and colorants and all those numbers on the packages.
So
we want to be able to eating foods that actually nourish our bodies and that are full of nutrients.
So much of what we're seeing these days is fairly synthetic. We can't be eating food that's not natural and then expecting our bodies to thrive. That, even when I say it now, makes perfect sense and might even drive us to be making better choices of, you know, what we're buying and what we're eating, when we know we can't get good out when we don't put good in. And that's going to show in our hair and skin that we launched into this morning. It's going to show, isn't it?
It will show, because what it does is it accelerates aging. So foods that our body doesn't recognize or that is difficult for our bodies to process creates free radicals and you know, oxidative stress and things like that. And our bodies can't get rid of that very easily. So it means that we age faster. Whereas if we're providing foods to our bodies that it recognizes, that it can extract the nutrients from easily, then it actually reverses that, and then we age at the natural pace, not at a faster rate.
Mm. And what do we mean? You want to say it's got to be filled with vitamins and minerals. I mean, we've heard that sounds like a sticker on the side of something, you know, filled with vitamins and minerals. Well, we should hope that what we're eating is giving us what we need. So what exactly are we looking at? You know, what do we have to see on a package, or what do we not? We don't even want a package. We just want to buy it off the veggie shelf, for example. Doesn't need to even be in a package.
Exactly. We can go to the market and buy fresh vegetables and fresh fruits and things like that. So all of our veggies, our fruits, meats, eggs, nuts and seeds, those kind of things are packed with nutrients. They're packed with vitamins, packed with minerals. And those are the things that we want to be eating. If you buy anything in a packet, anything that's pre-made, there's a likelihood that there's a preservative of some sort in there.
Yes.
If you're buying your ingredients, you're going to the butcher and you're buying the meat from the butcher, or you're buying it from the meat section in the supermarket, you're buying your veggies, you're combining your meals yourself, you're not adding all sorts of condiments and things like that, you're using fresh herbs and spices, that's where you're going to get the most nutrients from your diet. But when everything comes in packages, or in tins, or in things that is already pre-made, that's where you're more likely to be getting the preservatives in and the chemicals and the synthetic foods.
Yeah, and you mentioned something quite interesting just a short while ago, that there's this at least 80% of the time, because there are times we just don't get it right, or we just need to do something a little bit quicker for the family, but that mustn't be the norm.
That's right, yes. So if you work on the 80-20 ratio, that's probably the best one, because let's face it, nobody's really going to get it right 100% of the time, and there is just so much available to almost cheat on, if you like.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be the norm. We should be feeding our bodies nourishing food as the norm and eating the junk as the exception.
Yeah, so we've spoken about so many of these things over time. It's now time to sort of bring it all together. You know, fresh fruits and vegetables, proteins, like you've mentioned, the healthy fats, and the conversation we had over many weeks, because it's so important, is water. And then recently, herbal teas. I mean, these are the best things for our bodies, but what are the things that we really need to avoid? What are the big red lights that if we can just at least cut these out, then we're already on course in the right direction?
So we would definitely want to be avoiding things like refined carbohydrates and added sugars, processed foods, processed in any form, too much coffee or too much alcohol, because it dehydrates the body, and then your fizzy drinks. Sugary drinks, even fruit juices, we've had that conversation before as well.
Yeah.
They're packed with sugar. So, you know, you can have fruit juice. Make sure that the quality of your fruit juice is good and dilute, preferably.
Yes.
But, you know, don't think having a fruit juice off the shelf is going to be a healthy alternative, because it's not necessarily.
We started off talking about being a more radiant version of ourselves and good hair and good skin and all of that. But that's also, is it not also determined by your genetics, not only about what you put in? So it's a complementary to where you already at.
Yes, absolutely. So you have a genetic makeup, and there's not an awful lot that you can do about it. But in some instances, the way you eat and the way you behave and the way you move is going to impact how those genes express themselves. So, you know, you might have a family that ages, the skin ages, your collagen might be deficient or something like that, but you can still eat well to prevent accelerated aging. Mm. So it doesn't mean that your genetics are there. That means, you know, you're doomed for life. But it will have an impact on how things work.
Yes.
You know, you might have a receding hairline, you might be bald. Those kind of things you can't really do an awful lot about.
No, you can't. So what are the things we can focus on to ensure that we can be the healthiest version of ourselves and enjoy that radiance, healthy hair and skin? What should we be focusing on eating and drinking and moving?
Okay, well, as I said, I think we definitely need to be focusing on fresh fruits and vegetables. We can focus on things like proteins, especially eggs. So many of our nutrients come from a variety of places. But eggs, for example, would have minerals such as biotin. Biotin is very important for the skin and the hair. Selenium and zinc are in eggs as well. And if we're not getting enough protein in our diet, that could potentially cause hair loss or problems with the texture of our hair as well. So if we're ensuring that we have a balanced diet and specifically targeting things that are going to make us look radiant, I think that will be helpful.
Yeah, you had me at eggs. I do enjoy an egg. And which vitamins should we focus on getting? And of course, we're focusing, you're not necessarily saying, okay, now head off to get a supplement. We're saying, what can we get through fresh fruits and vegetables?
Yeah, so vitamin C is another very important one. That one's very rich in things like berries and cherries, guavas, kiwi fruits, and then obviously citrus fruits. Sweet peppers as well are a good source of vitamin C. And the antioxidants that we were talking about, or the free radicals that we were talking about earlier, the antioxidants in the vitamin C help to quench those free radicals. So it stops that accelerated aging process. And vitamin C is also important for the production of collagen, which makes our skin elastic. And as we age, obviously that elasticity goes away. So we want more collagen production, and vitamin C is going to be important for that process.
Just a quick one on collagen. I noticed the other day, standing in the queue at the sports store, they had a whole collection of this new brand I'd never heard of, and their focus is on collagen. So it's your normal sports supplements, all now with added collagen. It seems collagen's become a thing suddenly.
Yeah, I think collagen has become a thing suddenly. But it's not a bad thing, because I think it is helpful. You know, it's good for your joints, it's good for your hair, for your skin. for your eyes, all of those kind of things. So I don't think it's a harmful thing to be having, and it is a good source of protein as well.
Ah. What about zinc?
So zinc is also important. We're focusing here on skin and hair.
Yes.
But zinc is important for the immune system as well. And things like your legumes and your oysters are very good sources of zinc. But it's helpful for the repair cycle of the hair as well as growth.
So we've touched on vitamin C. Any other vitamin we need to keep an eye out for?
Vitamin A is another important one. And that's necessary to keep the skin and the scalp moisturized. So the natural oils that the scalp produces are important for healthy hair. And I think many people struggle with a dry scalp, itchy scalp. Some people have psoriasis in the head. They could potentially need a little bit more vitamin A. Mm. And your beta carotene, which is your orange vegetable, converts to vitamin A. Oh. And that could be things like sweet potato and carrots and pumpkin, which help to give you your dietary needs of vitamin A. But that really helps with the moisture in the scalp.
So what about good fats for our skin and hair?
Healthy fats are absolutely essential for our hair and our skin. If you think about it, our cells all have a fatty membrane around them. We need the lipids, which is the fats in the essential fatty acids, and it keeps the skin plump and good. So if we eating fatty fish is obviously your best source, but things like avocados as well, coconut oil, olive oil, nuts and seeds, those are all sources of essential fatty acids. Not all omega-3s, but some of them are omega-6s as well.
And then we'll end our conversation this morning on the big one. I was reading an interesting article on the consumption of water, and not just an article on it. The person who had written it was referring to their own experience and was saying that they really struggled to drink water, and they would have, half a liter or so a day, and then they would have their coffees and their teas, and they would count it in as their water for the day. Then they decided to just drink clean water and as much of it as they could, and they started off, I think, went from 2 liters, almost close to 4 liters, had a good exercise regime and whatever, and consumed that amount of water. That was what she consumed. And we're not saying that's what you ought to consume, but that's what she consumed. And that was her maximum that she got to, and she sustained that for a while. And she showed a photograph of herself and spoke about how, as a woman, how her skin had changed and how she had received so many compliments and how she felt after. And the only real change she made, apart from a reasonably good diet, Wendy, was just increasing the amount of water that she'd. And I saw the photos, and I'm like, wow, that's just from drinking water.
Yeah. It's amazing how quickly our bodies dehydrate. We are made of a large percentage of water. And if we don't drink water, then there's nothing to plump up the skin.
Mm.
So it makes sense to me. And 4 liters is probably a little excessive for the average person.
Yes.
But at least 2 liters a day, we need clean, pure water as part of a healthy diet to be able to hydrate our bodies. And if we don't get that, we are literally going to dry out.
Mm. So this is so important for all the areas. And if you want to go and listen to, we're plumb out of time this morning, but if you want to catch up with the importance of water, Wendy did a 3-part series on that, and you can just go to Wendy's channel on our podcast. So look for podcasts and go to morning shows, get up and go breakfast. And once you're inside, you just scroll down until you find Wendy's name and click on there, and you'll find all of her podcasts and including that whole section on water. Go and give that a listen again if you need your arm twisted to believe that what she says is true. Wendy, thanks for your time this morning. Thanks for an outstanding contribution to help us out this morning. May we be conscious shoppers for our groceries today and for this weekend and going forward. And we recommend, if you're struggling to buy the right kinds of things, tell your kids about it. Your kids will put the pressure on you and make sure that you buy the right stuff. Make it a project inside your home and give yourselves challenges to change how you eat and drink and move and head to a more vibrant, more beautiful you. Thanks, Wendy, Christine. Thanks for your time this morning.
It's a pleasure, Brad. Have a great day.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.